A new report has identified barriers and enablers to effective truth-telling between First Nations people and non-Indigenous people. The research by the University of New South Wales and Reconciliation Australia has sparked calls for further action from local councils and government departments to better their truth-telling processes. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander respondents say truth-telling is considered an essential step in redefining the relationship with non-Indigenous people and institutions. Chief Executive Officer at Reconciliation Australia, Karen Mundine, from the Bundjalung Nation, says frank and honest truth-telling is key to ensuring Australia does not repeat the same mistakes.
We know that if we do ultimately want to get to a treaty or we want to address the relationship between First Nations peoples and other Australians, we have to investigate our past. We have to understand the basis of the relationships that have been in the past but continue to play out today. Because if we don't, we're going to continue to make the same mistakes. We're going to continue to perpetuate systems that either don't work for First Nations peoples or in some cases actively exclude us.